Okay, the Nationals finish up with 98 wins. They have the best record in baseball, and they will have home field advantage throughout the playoffs. And I bring in Bill Latson, Nats beat writer from MLB.com. This is our podcast, if you will. And, well, you said they'd win the division, and they did.
Not surprised, Craig. They have dominant starting pitching. And from May 1st until now, the offense has been pretty good. So I'm not surprised where they're at. But, you know, you got to hope that the pitching continues and also the offense can be consistent. And like I told you before, the offense is my main concern right now. They're dealing with some injuries right now, although Michael Morris, you know, he's been playing with those injuries. Ryan Zimmerman has been playing with his injuries. So you hope that those guys can come through.
Gio Gonzalez gets the ball in game one, no matter where it is, whether it's in St. Louis or Atlanta on Sunday. And then that'll be followed up by Jordan Zimmerman. And then depending on whether it's the Braves or the Cardinals, it'll be Ross Detweiler in game three. If it's the Braves, it'll be Edwin Jackson in game three. If it's the Cardinals.
Yeah, I don't think it matters who pitches. I think the Nationals starting pitching is going to do a great job. And I think the bullpen is going to come through, although I'm worried about Tyler Clippard because he has not pitched well in the last couple of weeks. So you hope that, you know, he can be consistent. And you know now that Drew Storen is going to be the closer from now on. So that's all you can say.
Now, let's talk about a few things that could derail this club. Like you said, one of them is Clippard. Is his mind set where it should be mentally heading into this because of now he's probably lost the closer spot. He's back to the setup role, which he was very good in anyway. But he's had some rough outings. Where is his mind at mentally, do you think?
I don't think it's an issue of how his mind is. I mean, I think he's there. I think he wants to be there at all times. I know he's upset that he lost his closer's job. However, what concerns me is that everyone in the league now knows that his fastball is always up. And when it's up, teams are really, really realizing now they can hit it. So it's not like Clippard has a 98-mile-an-hour fastball. He has a 92-mile-an-hour fastball. And I think it's going to depend on location for Clippard, not so much mentally his location. You hope that he can keep it down a little bit.
Now, here's the other thing. If this team fails in the playoffs, first round, second round, wherever, you know there are going to be people all over the place saying, you see that? They didn't have Steven Strasburg. They shut him down. This is one of the reasons they couldn't pull it off. And I think that, to me, is the furthest thing from the truth.
I agree with you, Craig. I think a lot of people are still shocked outside of D.C. and outside of this organization. They're still shocked the way Strasburg was handled. And the reason they're shocked is because of Chris Medlin. The Braves did not have what you call an innings limit with him. He's still pitching in the postseason, and Strasburg's not. I think if Medlin was not pitching, I don't think this would be a big story, but it is.
But with Medlin, he's getting a chance to pitch because he was in the bullpen to start. And the reason he was in the bullpen was because he didn't make the starting rotation out of spring training.
Right, right. They had the Braves had their own game plan, and now people are saying, including people like Tommy John, that the Braves did it the right way. And, you know, you can't say that until after the postseason's done. I think the Nationals did it the right way. They told us at the end of last year that Strasburg was going to be shut down. Even Strasburg told us himself. And I know he's upset he's not participating in the postseason, but he understands. I mean, you know, you hate to say there's always next year, but I think with the Nationals, there's always going to be a next year for at least the next 5 years.
All right, let's handicap this. Who do you think they match up better against, the Braves or the Cardinals?
I think they match up better with the Cardinals. I'm concerned about the Braves bullpen. Once the Braves get a lead, they're not going to give it up. That's the bottom line. And I don't think their offense is as bad as people think. I mean, it really, really got better after the All-Star break. So that's what you have to worry about. The Cardinals, I still question their pitching, and I think they've proven that they can allow teams to come back on them if the score is low or even high enough, believe it or not. And I think the Nationals can beat the Cardinals, no question.
All right, one other thing I think might derail this team or they could have some problems within the postseason. Teams have figured out this pitching staff does not hold runners, and that could be a really big problem for this team in the playoffs.
That's true, Craig, but you know what, though? I think that's going to be the last thing on their minds, unless a lot of runs get on base. That's the big difference. And I like Kurt Suzuki. I mean, he's going to do a good job, I think, and he's done a good job so far. I don't think it's going to be any different.
Adam LaRoche, 33 homers, 100 RBI, getting some MVP chants from the fans. He's certainly had a great bounce back year, and he's probably going to win the Comeback Player of the Year.
There's no question he's going to win the Comeback Player of the Year, Craig. I think it's no-brainer that he's the MVP because he really carried this team the first month and a half, and he was consistent from that point on. So, you know, I'm surprised some people are saying Ian Desmond. I love Desmond. You know that. But I'm looking at the whole year, and without question, you got to say it's Adam LaRoche.
Ryan Zimmerman, after all the losing, he's been here since 05, the latter part of 05. He finally gets a chance to be in the postseason, and I think there's one guy on this team you feel better for than anybody, it's him.
There's no question because he never changed his personality. He was a good guy all the way through from the beginning, and Craig, we've seen some bad guys, and I mean bad guys in this organization, and they didn't change Ryan Zimmerman, and that's the great thing, and that goes to show you that he had great parents, a great background, because he never changed his way of doing things.
What's the best part about this team in your mind? Is there one thing you can put your finger on that you say, this is maybe the difference maker?
Without question, the starting pitching. It's I think they have to go deep. It can't be none of this five-inning, six-inning stuff. I think they have to go deep, seven, eight innings, maybe complete a game here and there. I also think the bench can be a difference, too. To my surprise, people like Tyler Moore, Steve Lombardozzi, they've been really productive, to my surprise, because they've been everyday players. And they still have been productive once they hit the bench. So, but you have Mark DeRosa, you have Chad Tracy as well. So I think those two things, the pitching and the bench, will be the difference makers.
Well, now here's the thing about the postseason. You can get hot. You can get cold. You can have a good stretch for 3 or 4 days. You can have a bad stretch for 3 or 4 days. A lot of it, as Jason Worth said to us earlier this week in the clubhouse, you know, a lot of it is your team being good. A lot of it's luck.
It is. I mean, Jason Worth went through it in 07 with the Phillies and in 08. And in 07, he had a team that didn't have a lot of playoff experience. In 08, they went all the way. And I think Jason Worth said it best. I mean, there's a lot of similarities with those teams because, you know, they're experiencing something for the first time. I don't think it really matters that a lot of them have never been in the postseason. I'm talking about the Nationals. So I just think it's a matter of just getting the job done and not treating it like it's a big game. Just treat it like it was the regular season.
Your game one starter, Gio Gonzalez, 21 wins, did not pitch his last start because Davey pitched Tom Gorzolani because they wanted to get Gio ready for the playoffs. R.A. Dickey won his 21st. Who's Cy Young Award winner?
I think without question it's got to be Gio Gonzalez, and I say that because he was pitching to help his team win a division. Dickey pitched for numbers. He pitched well, there's no question about it, but most of Gio's games counted for big games. So I have to give it to Gio for that reason. Plus, his walks were down as well. So that reason alone, I got to give it to Gio because I thought Gio was going to walk a lot of batters this year like he did in Oakland and didn't even come close to that.
All right. All starts for real on Sunday night in one town or another. Bill Latson, MLB.com, Nats beat writer. Thanks a lot.
You got it, man. Anytime.